10 people, each pulling a different rope to its own bell, create ringing from the St. John at Hackney Church in East London. One of them, Margaret Pierce, has been a tower ringer for 20 years, and more recently she started ringing the much smaller handbells.
It is such a demanding and fascinating hobby that it can very quickly take over life if you don't take care to leave room for other things.
The heaviest tower bell at St. John weighs 3/4 of a ton. Momentum carries it from strike to strike, so ringers focus their efforts on the pattern of ringing, or method, not tugging the rope. Miss Pierce remembers learning.
After about 4 weeks of trying, I was completely hooked. Now can't imagine life without the ringing of bells.
I'm standing in front of St. John at Hackney Church. In front of me, you can hear the traffic along Lower Clapton Road. Traffic is the dominant sound from where I'm standing, but the church itself has a very active tower bell ringing community along with a handbell ringing community, and they produce beautiful sounds in this building. You've got some Christmas carols that you're going to be playing. What are you going to be playing for us tonight?
We're going to be playing Good King Wenceslas.
Miss Pierce says she has many friends within her ringing community. 13-year-old James Stewart feels the same way. He explained why he started ringing about a year ago.
I think it's just because the people are so nice here. And I just get on really well with them.
And friendship between ringers has a beautiful sound.